Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. On yesterday's call, we were discussing seven ways to get up when you've been knocked down. Before continuing with the teaching, we want to conduct a brief review. Vince Lombardi, legendary coach of the Green Bay Packers football team, professional football team, once said, "It's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up."
Amen.
Two things every believer needs to understand.
First, you may get knocked down, but with the presence of the Holy Spirit, you will never be knocked out. 2 Corinthians 4:9, New International Reader's Version tells us this: "Others make us suffer, but God does not desert us. We are knocked down, but we are not knocked out."
Second, even if you've been knocked down, you're not down there by yourself.
Hallelujah.
The last half of Hebrews 13:6 says, "For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down. Relax my hold on you, assuredly not." Seven things to do. We're going to continue with our little review, and then we'll finish up this teaching. Seven ways to get up when you've been knocked down. Number one, understand who knocked you down.
That's right.
Was not flesh and blood. Your enemy's not the boss. Your creditors, your next door neighbors, or any human on planet Earth, regardless of what they've done to you or how they've treated you, they're not your enemy. It's imperative to fully understand the source of the attacks against you. Ephesians 6:12, Classic Amplified Bible. "For we're not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere."
Something we need to keep in mind of.
Yes.
Number two, understand if you can why you were knocked down. There are seven things that will cause you to get knocked down in life. And if you didn't hear yesterday's call, or even if you did, it'd be good to go over all of these.
Yes,
I'm just going to read them out. First, arrogance. Second, a bad attitude. Third, being careless. Fourth, a demonic attack. Fifth, your ego. Sixth, foolishness. And seventh, gossip.
Now let's continue with a third way to get up when you've been knocked down. And that is number three, understand the urgency of getting up when you've been knocked down. If you're learning to ride a bike or a horse, and you know, if you don't get up after you fall, you will internalize your fear and complicate the process.
That is so true.
In the marketplace, anywhere, if you make a mistake, if you get knocked down, get up. Get on up. Proverbs 28:13 Living Bible offers good advice we need to hear. A man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. If he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance.
Hallelujah.
It's important to get up, especially in the right manner and with the right attitude, even if it's on your own fault that you got knocked down.
And that can happen.
The best approach, in fact, the scriptural approach of getting up is found in 1 John 1:9-10. 1 John 1:9-10 in the Living Bible. "But if we confess our sins to him, he can be depended on to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. And it is perfectly proper for God to do this for us because Christ died to wash away our sins. We claim we have not sinned. We're lying and calling God a liar, for he says we have sinned.
Fourth, understand you may need some help getting back up. Hey, none of us was created to live alone and by ourselves on planet Earth. Have you ever had the breath knocked out of you? If so, you may need someone to help you get up. One of the greatest joys of being a Christian is knowing that God is always with us, 24/7 access. 1 Corinthians 4:7-8. 1 Corinthians 4:7-8 in the Message Bible says, you already have all you need. Wow, I love that.
Yes, me too.
You already have more access to God than you can handle without bringing either Apollos or me into it. This is Paul speaking, of course. You're sitting on the top of the world, at least God's world, and we're right here sitting alongside you. One of our favorite scriptures is in Deuteronomy 31:6 in the New Living Translation. And it says, so be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. And we also have Psalm 139:5, just in case you need more scripture this morning. Psalm 139:5 Message Bible says, you know when I leave and when I get back, I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. I look behind me and you're there. Then up ahead and you're there too. Your reassuring presence coming and going. This is too much, too wonderful. I can't take it all in.
I love those scriptures.
We need the Lord every day. And you know, if you need to write that one down and take it with you, just to be reminded, we're not an island, but we need the Lord our God.
Amen. You really want to get Psalm 139:5 down inside you. Number five, understand if there's anything you need to learn while you're down. You may feel as though you've totally blown it, but God, I love that, but God still has your back. The question you need to ask yourself is, what can I learn from this situation so that I never get knocked down again? At least, not for the same reasons. We encourage you to write down exactly what happened. It's important to recall every step you took and or every decision you made which precipitated your fall. If you made a mistake, write down exactly what happened. Don't sugarcoat it or whitewash it in your written scenario, because you can't hide anything from God. We have a revelation for you. If you've made a mistake, he already knows it.
And the truth of the matter is, there's not one of us that's not made a mistake.
Hallelujah, that's true. Job 23:10, the Living Bible. But he knows every detail of what's happening to me. When he has examined me, he will pronounce me completely innocent, as pure as solid gold.
Wow.
We need to fully understand what caused us to get knocked down and why it happened. Was what happened beyond our control or ability to handle? We need to think about that.
That's right. Number six, understand what you need to change so you'll never get knocked down that way again. Change, real change, lasting change, is not a function of the calendar or, well, even politicians who get out there and tell you what's going on, no matter how well-intentioned. Effective change only takes place when we take charge. We take charge of our own destiny. We strongly encourage you to write down a list of the things you need to change in your life. We're constantly changing. And not only make the list, but create a plan to make the changes that you feel you need to change. Ask the Holy Spirit to direct you and help you in a way which, well, will best lead you to your changes. And if you want to keep from being knocked down on a regular basis, we got to start with what's inside of us, which will automatically change what's on the outside of us or what we're doing. Plus, we need to understand that God will, well, he'll make all things, even the attacks of the enemy, work for our benefit when we're trusting him. We are familiar with this verse, but it bears repeating. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
Number 7, understand that when you've been down, turning things around is the mark of a winner.
Hallelujah.
If you're headed in the wrong direction, today is the best day there'll ever be for you to turn your life around.
Amen.
Jeremiah 8:4, contemporary English version. The people took the wrong road. The Lord said, people of Jerusalem, when you stumble and fall, you get back up. And if you take a wrong road, you turn around and go back. The lifestyle turnaround begins with you asking for forgiveness for your sins and returning to God. Acts 3:19, Classic Amplified. So repent, change your mind and purpose, turn around and return to God, that your sins may be erased, blotted out, wiped clean, that the times of refreshing, of recovering from the effects of heat, or reviving with fresh air may come from the presence of the Lord. Truthfully, honey, the only effective and lasting way to turn things around is through our obedience to God's word and time, our time in his presence. Job 33:26, Message Bible. Or you may fall on your knees and pray to God's delight. You'll see God's smile. Wow. Let me say that again. You'll see God's smile and celebrate, finding yourself set right with God. You'll sing God's praises to everyone you meet, testifying, I messed up my life, and let me tell you, it wasn't worth it.
Oh, boy.
But God stepped in and saved me from certain death. I'm alive again. Once more, I see the light. So here's the bottom line. If you've been knocked down, the only thing, let me say, if I've been knocked down, the only thing I want to see more than any other is God's smile, regardless of whom he manifests it through.
That's right.
He does it through you a lot.
Oh, praise be to God. We sent a new letter.
We did.
And it has on the outside, this is how the fight got started.
Did you hear that? The outside of the letter says, this is how the fight got started.
Something along that line. Point of it is we were in prayer, and anyway, we got mad at the devil. So
that's
you need
it.
To read this.
Absolutely.
As it comes your way, and know that God is on your side.
No doubt about it.
And we're victors and winners in life. Anyway, be on the lookout for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you've been blessed by the teaching or the ministry, go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.